Rainmaker.fm is brought to you by Authority, the content marketing training and networking community dedicated to accelerating your skills and success. Registration for Authority will close to new members on Wednesday, September 30th, 2015. Go to getauthority.com to learn more.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. This week, I'm bringing to you a gift basket of tips on how to get more engagement and action from your readers and prospects. I recently returned from a two-day conference all about getting the attention of your customer and, more importantly, using content and design to convert them into customers or into good quality leads. I wanted to share some of the hottest tips that are working in marketing today that I learned over these 2 days. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. So are you ready to boost your persuasion powers with some magical conversion methods? Let's hit publish. So I recently returned from the Call to Action conference in Vancouver, where I was on a panel with the lovely Damien Farnworth from Copyblogger and Joanna Weeb from Copy Hackers. Now, if you were listening last week, you'll know that on the flight over there, I caught a cold. Well, on the flight back, I caught another one. So this is week two of being under the weather and having this ridiculous voice. Now, it's rare that I do come down with something. Maybe every couple of years I'll get a cold. And whilst I'm regularly pretty resilient and industrious, if I get sick, something weird happens. I become pathetic, but also dramatic. How are you feeling today? Amy, is that you? Come closer, I can't see you too clearly. How am I feeling? I persevere, even though my spirit may be weary. Please pass that cool wet cloth to mop my fevered brow. Ah, there you are. You're looking well. Good health is a crown on the well person's head that only the ill person can see. You've got a cold. Get over it. For some reason, whenever I get ill, it's as though my body has been infiltrated not only by a virus, but also the spirits of the late Sir John Gielgud and Sir Laurence Olivier. It's basically like being around a sickly Shakespearean actor. But that's enough of my weary life. Let's get on with the show. And first up, we've got the word of the week. If you've been listening for a while, you know the drill. Somewhere in this podcast, I hide a word. Now, I can hear your ears straining already to pick it up. It's not in the transcript. It's just a little something I hide for you as a listener. A little gift from me to you. This week's word is snickersnee. It means a knife, especially one used as a weapon. Now, how on earth am I going to sneak that in? Snickersnee. Keep your ears open. Okay, let's get to the meat or the veggie nut roast of this particular episode. Now, at the conference, conversion experts around the world convened to share tips of what was working today. And what do I mean by conversion experts? Well, there were copywriters like myself, people who run A/B tests for companies, there were email marketing experts, landing page consultants. Every aspect of getting someone to take action once they landed on a web page was covered, and I took notes to share with you. Now, I'm going to link to the conference page as well because, and this is a little bit crazy, even if you didn't attend, you can watch all the videos, download all the slide decks, and even read the notes that were taken for each session. It's well worth looking at. Now, there's a lot there, and I don't want to overwhelm you, so I picked my top three takeaways that you can put into place quickly to help boost your conversions. Number one, when it comes to copy, don't rush the small stuff. One of the interesting findings was just how much the copy, the words, in your call to action can affect whether or not people click on a link, a button, or sign up and take that final action. Ollie Gardner is the co-founder of Unbounce, a company that sells software to help build landing pages. And in his presentation, he'd done a lot of tests about which words worked best. And he shared these findings to show how little changes in your call to action can make big differences. I want to make it clear, though, that there are no definitive magic words that work for everyone in every situation. You do need to try things out and see what works for your audience. But these tips will give you a really strong starting point. Okay, now, in a previous episode of Hit Publish, I remember Pamela Wilson looked at how to label and design high-converting buttons. And one of the things that she talked about, I think with Chris Garrett, was how you want to avoid using the word submit on your button. Well, Ollie found the same thing. What should you use instead? This is the interesting thing. Ollie ran a series of tests and found that pretty much anything else written on the button beats submit, even just random letters. So lesson one, scrap the word submit from your call to action buttons. And that is something that I need to go and do very soon. Next up, and this was something that surprised me. As copywriters, you're told that the word free is a powerful word to use. And it does still work in many situations. But for call to action buttons, when Ollie tested free against not mentioning free, he found that not mentioning free worked better. So for example, get your free ebook versus get your ebook. The version that didn't mention free actually performed better by about 16%. So if you are using the word free in your call to action, you might want to experiment or split test taking it away and seeing how that performs. Direct instructions, this is the next tip, work really well. It turns out that we like being told exactly what to do when we are on a web page. So even though we all know that when we see a button, the purpose is to click it, we know that, we're not daft. However, Ollie found that telling someone to click here, you know, being explicit with the instruction that we want them to take, increased conversions. The other thing that was pretty powerful was urgency. So the word now increased the number of people who clicked on a button. Download now compared to just download increased conversions by 13%. Finally, and this is one that I've seen before in conversion testing, a sense of ownership, a personal ownership can also increase conversions. So writing download your ebook isn't actually as effective as download my ebook on the button and in a call to action. So to recap quickly, and again, these are starting points for your own experiments and tests. Number one, avoid using the word submit in your call to action or buttons. Number two, experiment with not using the word free. Number three, tell people exactly what you want them to do. So click here works really well. Four, urgency is still a motivator. Don't forget to tell people to do something now. And five, my outperforms your. Number two, see if your copy becomes clearer and more persuasive by flipping your headline. So another test that was done for the conference was to see how clear people's headlines were in communicating what a product or business did. Now, I loved this idea, and it was really good to see some hard facts and figures around this because it's something that I see a lot of businesses struggle with when they come to write a headline. What happens is that people work really hard on their headline. They want it to be clever. They want it to be concise and catchy and you know, just wow. But what happens is that you can then get to the point of overworking it. And once you've done that, it can become vague and difficult to understand. And then what tends to happen is businesses put all the key information in the subheading. So Ollie ran a test to see what would happen if you flipped a headline and a subheading. So in one example, the headline was "Not Your Ordinary Product Demo." The subheading, "See how we can help you grow traffic, sales, and leads." He flipped it around so that now the headline said, "See how we can help you grow traffic, sales, and leads." The subheading, "Not Your Ordinary Product Demo." So he had these two versions of these landing pages. And this is a cool thing that you can do. And I will link to it in the show notes. There is a site called Usability Hub. And you can run very simple, very quick tests to see which page performs better. And what Ollie wanted to see was which one communicated what the business did more effectively. Unsurprisingly, what he found is that the one that had the more explicit, straightforward subheading that said, "We can get you more traffic, sales, and leads," 60% of people understood what the product did compared to 0% with the original headline of Not Your Ordinary Product Demo. And the way Usability Hub works is that, as I understand it, you've got two versions of something, and they are tested in front of people, and people get to see them for about 5 seconds, and then they have to answer a question that you pose. So, you know, what does this product do? What does this company do? And so they found that the sort of the clever, not your ordinary product demo, when people saw that page, no one knew what the product was about. When it was talking about more traffic, leads, and sales, 60% of people got it. Now, if all this testing sounds a little bit complicated, all I want to ask is just look at your headlines and your subheadings. Does your headline first communicate specifically what your service or product does? Or is that information in your subheading? If so, you might want to think about flipping them around and getting that really key information, even if it doesn't sound clever or how you think a headline should sound, but making sure that information is in the spot where people are most likely to look first. And number three, don't be afraid to make customers work hard to work with you. Quite often, when it comes to getting to people to fill out forms or register or send in an inquiry, the common thought is more is better. More leads, more sales. More newsletter signups means a better email list to market to. But quality is also better than quantity. Will Reynolds was one of the speakers, and he is the founder of Seer Interactive, a marketing agency. And one day his sales team were coming to him and saying that they wanted more leads. Now, instead of agreeing and going out to generate more leads, Will took a step back and thought, well, instead of more leads, what if the sales team had more time to spend on leads that were actually worthwhile? So he made a very simple change, and it was all about the inquiry form on their website, which most businesses have. Now, it was a pretty simple but significant change. So it went from a simple contact form, something that took, you know, a few seconds to a minute to fill out, to something that took a lot of time and effort to fill out with multiple steps. But it worked, because the people who were willing to make it all the way to the end of the form were a much better quality of client. So yes, people dropped out, people didn't fill in the form. The people that did, those were exactly the kind of people that Will wanted to work with. And his sales team found that they had fewer but higher quality leads. And as a result, they're able to spend more time nurturing those leads and converting those leads into sales. Because let's face it, you deserve someone who is willing to work hard for you. Your Majesty, King George Jones IX, ruler of country music land. My name is Hank Williams XIV, a modest but hardworking woodsman. I'm here to ask you for the hand in marriage of your daughter, Princess Amy Harrison, the fairest maiden in all of the Bluegrass Valley.
Very well. But first you must prove yourself. You must tackle the fierce ogre in the dark forest. You may want to slay him with your snickersnee. Once that's done, you must beguile the wicked witch and elicit from her the recipe for the elixir of life. On your return, bring me a black orchid from a mountaintop, as well as the latest Jimmy Buffett album. I forgot to pick it up the other day.
Sir, your wish is my command.
The woodsman does as he's asked and returns to marry Princess Amy. He is the best husband ever. The other day, he did the dishes and I didn't even ask him to. Now, let's say the woodsman didn't have to work so hard. There's a reason fairy tales aren't told like this.
Your Majesty, I would like to marry your daughter. Are you willing to go on a life-threatening adventure to win her hand? Not really. Fair enough. She's getting on a bit anyway. And I'm worried she'll end up surrounded by cats, watching Agatha Christie films all day. She's yours.
2 months later.
And how is married life, dearest daughter?
Well, he always comes in late, smelling of booze and perfume, and when he's run out of beer, he does this really annoying thing. He just wiggles and crushes the can at me.
Ah ha ha. The international sign for please get me another cold one.
Dad?
Okay. Maybe we should have had him try harder.
Now, you don't have to send your customer on a difficult adventure to work with you, but here is something to think about. If you find yourself getting inquiries from people who aren't a good fit, is there a way you can filter them before they get through that virtual door? This might mean asking people to submit their budget for a project, or getting them to fill out a mini questionnaire so that you can better assess early on if it's going to be a good fit between you and them. Now, as I mentioned, this is really only scratching the surface of all the good tips, techniques, and tactics that were available at the conference. I recommend that you check out the other videos, slides, and notes, bookmark it if you want to just dip in and out of it. And you can also see the video of myself, Joanna, and Damien. We rewrote landing page copy live, and it was a lot of fun to do. So here's my question to you. From these three tips, can you make some changes to boost your conversions? Can you revisit the copy on your call to action buttons, or look at flipping your headline, or even make your prospect work a bit harder so that when you do get a lead, it's more likely to be a great fit rather than a mismatch? Thank you for being a shrewd Hit Publish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. It takes just a few minutes, but apparently if you do so, the next time someone takes a photograph of you, they're more likely to capture your good side. Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or problem, or email me using hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week. So until next time, remember to take action, hit publish.